Hey guys, welcome to BDR's Food Reviews. This is the first real episode, my debut episode. The last episode was just to try to make an episode so I could get subscriptions and stuff. So, we're doing Food Reviews, and you can find me on all major podcast things. So first thing we're doing is Taco Bell. You know I love me some Taco Bell. Taco Bell got this going on, you know what I'm saying? Taco Bell got that $6 Catalina, Catina, or however you say, fucking say it, taco melt, beefy chalupa, and a soft taco or a hard taco, and a medium drink. Well, I got a large drink. I got that Baja Blast here, sugar. You know how I do. So let's talk about that Catina melt. The Catina melt was perfect. Nice cheese. I'm not sure what the kind of cheese that was. Maybe Vermunter cheese. I don't know what kind of cheese it was. But this is perfect cheese. The right cheese. Just cheese that does right. Crunchy shell. Nice bite. It was just nice and crunchy. Nice and tasty. Made my taste buds want to kick. It was about, let's say on the Ryan Pickett BDR scale, on the BDR scale, it's probably about a 4 out of 5. One of the more tastier options at Taco Bell. I'm not saying it's the best thing on the menu. To me, it's either Quesarito or the Chalupa Beef Supreme. So, that was pretty good. 4 out of 5 at Taco Bell's got it going on. So, the Beef Chalupa Supreme. You can either get it without sour cream, get the regular. Fuck regular, man. I don't like that shit. I like Supreme, sour cream, the Dream Team. You know how I do. It was probably one of the more tastier items at Taco Bell. Just sour cream was really good. Give it a nice bite, give it a nice taste. Sour cream, you can't do wrong with sour cream. Sour cream is just probably one of the best condiments in the whole world. It came in like a chalupa shell. Chalupa shell was just so nice. Sorry, I'm stuttering words. Nice and toasted. Just tasted really good. It was bomb. It was lit. It was awesome. It tasted probably better than anything they have. On the scale of the BDR scale, I give it a 5 out of 5. Go get yourself one. You'll enjoy yourself. You'll go home and make babies. Nah, I'm joking. But yeah, it's really good. You'll hug your wife. You'll hug your husband. But, so the last item in the Catina melt box was a soft taco, and that shit was dry as a motherfucker. I give that shit 0 stars. That shit was nasty. I would not eat that again. Soft tacos have been tasting about real funny lately. I don't know what the problem is. They just don't taste good or ripe lately. That thing was like, I wouldn't even feed that to my dog, to be honest. I don't even have a dog. But if I had a dog, I wouldn't feed that to my dog. Nasty. Vile. 0 out of 5 stars. Then we go to the Baja Blast Zero Sugar. Now, I don't know if this was zero sugar or not. It tasted like regular, so. But that thing is a 5 out of 5 on the BDR scale. Spectacular. To quote Donald Trump, tremendous. I'm totally unbiased. Totally delicious. Tremendous. Would I go out and get the box again? I've already got it twice now. Yes, I would. I give the overall box about a 4 out of 5. The soft taco really brings it down, drags it down. Debbie Downer. That soft taco was nasty. I should have got the hard taco, but I didn't really think. But this was the first debut episode, real debut episode of BDR Food Reviews. I hope you'll be getting better and longer episodes. This is just sort of like a test, a regular episode, a first episode. You can find me. I'm going to be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Might take some time, but hope you guys enjoyed the first episode. And peace out, you big chickens.